Covering business news here on Sky Radio, we rarely discuss higher philosophy, but our next guest suggests a more philosophical viewpoint is needed throughout our culture. Arnold Herman is the author of To Think Like God, The Origins of Philosophy from Parmenides Publishing, along with several other books. He joins us now to discuss something he believes is severely lacking in our information-glutted culture, imagination. He joins us now on Sky Radio. Arnold, welcome to the show.
How do you do?
Delighted to have you here, sir. We are practically overloaded with information in our wired world, so we have plenty to think about, but precious little guidance on how to think. So that's part of your thesis. Explain the question, how to think.
When most people hear this question, they misunderstand it. They think that we're talking about what to think and not how to think. That is simply because we have become accustomed to receive our answers ready-made from others instead of working them out for ourselves. So if somebody picks up philosophy in order to find out answers about the big questions, why are we here, where do we come from, what is the meaning of everything, then they're not really doing philosophy. To do philosophy is to figure out how to figure something out, not to receive a ready-made answer. So the trouble with thinking in general can be reduced to this, lack of imagination.
Now, who is Parmenides of Alea? Why should we be more aware of his teachings?
Parmenides is perhaps the most intriguing, most mysterious, but definitely difficult thinker in ancient philosophy. Plato dedicates his most demanding work to him, called Parmenides, and this work has been referred to as the Mount Everest of philosophy. In this work, Parmenides teaches a very young Socrates what it takes to become a philosopher. Plato treats Parmenides with enormous respect. He speaks of him as a reverend and awe-inspiring figure, even calling him father at one point. The historical Parmenides lived in the first half of the 5th century BC in Elea, a Greek colony in southern Italy. He has written a philosophical poem considered by most the first truly abstract work in history. It deals with questions about being. What is being? What is existence? What relationship does existence or being have with thought? There are also observations regarding truth, existence, non-existence, and demonstrations of how to create truthful explanations or accounts. Noteworthy is that Parmenides has chosen a divine being, a goddess, as a teacher and as the conveyor of his message. And this goddess, at some point, advances the most significant advice perhaps ever given by a deity to a mortal listener. The goddess tells Parmenides not to take her claims on faith, but that he should test her explanations. Furthermore, that Parmenides should not attempt to use his eyes, his ears, etc., to carry out this test, because the senses can be deceived, but that he should rely solely on his ability to reason. Now, this is the first and perhaps only time in memory that we find such a thing, a divinity that does not demand unquestioned acceptance, even submission from a follower. Indeed, this goddess encourages her pupil to question, to doubt, to put to the test, to trust his ability to figure things out for himself. And with this simple gesture, philosophy was allowed to mature, to become a science eventually, to develop disciplines like logic, physics, metaphysics, and even the abstract sciences, including mathematics.
Let's bring this to a practical level here. What are the consequences of failing to use our imaginations in a world filled with information?
Even a philosopher must recognize that we live in difficult times. We are drowning in a sea of unqualified information. We don't have a lack of information. We have too much of it. The trouble is that among all this noise, all these unqualified opinions, we can't figure things out for ourselves. So we turn to opinion makers, like those on cable TV, who tell us what to think. Now, that's the problem. They don't tell us how to think for ourselves. They give us ready-made answers. And it's all repetitive. Wherever you go, you always find the same opinions presented again and again. That kills whatever imagination we may have left. Philosophers try to remedy such things. A philosopher takes the imagination business most seriously. What is thinkable must be thought, what is imaginable must be explored, to the ends of thinking if necessary. And it is the philosopher's task to devise methods for us to think farther than anyone has previously thought. The critical question is, if we think certain things in a certain way, will the consequence be that I'm closer to the truth or farther away? Can I find ways to measure whether I'm getting closer to the truth, perhaps even know that I hit the nail on the head? How can I differentiate mere opinion from truth? That last question is the one that brought philosophy into existence in the first place. This is a challenge. This is the vocation of a true philosopher. He or she must gaze into the utter unknown, like a scout, a lookout on a ship, scanning the sea, looking for anything that can be barely noticeable, so he can point to it and make others see it as well. The philosopher's task is to devise questions. Philosophy is here to provide us with the means that sparks our imagination, to unblind us so that we may dare to see or recognize what has previously been occluded. Perhaps we did not see it because we did not know how to look. We did not dare imagine. We drew blanks instead of ideas, images, realizations. I know of no other discipline that can fuel our imagination or fantasy like philosophy. It opens to us all possible worlds so we can never claim again no one could have imagined.
Mr. Herman, you've given us an awful lot to think about. Very refreshing to hear this kind of discussion on Sky Radio.
I thank you for the opportunity to talk about these matters.
Arnold Herman is the author of To Think Like God, The Origins of Philosophy from Parmenides Publishing. We reached him by phone. Parmenides Publishing can be found at www.parmenides.com.